You're listening to Smile 90.4 FM, the home of the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show. And as always on a Tuesday, it is Tech Tuesday, and I get to talk to the tech whiz, Mr. Tiernus Jansen van Rensburg. He's here from Bandwidth Blog, bringing us news about all things tech and science. And today, we're talking about hamburgers. Yes, it's Big Mac Day. No, it's not hamburgers. It's Apple Mac. That's what we're talking about. They've refreshed their whole line, apparently. Tiernus, please tell me more.
That's right. We had a essentially what last week was a whole week of Mac. That's what Apple called it. And almost every day last week, they gave us some new refreshed versions of their Mac lineups in various forms. And it was a very interesting week. So first of all, we got a new Mac Mini. And this time it's very mini. The little box size has kind of decreased by almost half.
Wow.
Which is very interesting. And now all of the new Macs come with the new M4 chips. So that's the latest silicon from Apple. And obviously making them more efficient, better on power draw, obviously way more powerful. So It'll be interesting to see once these are out in the wild, kind of how it compares to the current models that they've replaced. Some of the Macs that they're replacing went from an M2 to M4 and skipped the M3 altogether, like with the iMac, which was also refreshed. So that's the all-in-one computer that they do. And that's pretty much the same machine, same colors, just very funky look, all-in-one computer, again, updated with the new chips. And I think most excitingly, they launched the new MacBook Pros with M4 Pro and M4 Max chips. So we've already had the ones with the regular M4 chips. Now these are the most powerful M4 chips that we've got now in the new MacBook Pros, which is going to be kind of pushing that creative, that work stream, all of those kind of very intensive computing power that's needed for a lot of people that use Macs to the next level.
Any other developments?
Yeah, I think that those are the most important ones. The Mac Pro definitely... the MacBook Pro is going to be the most important one for Apple because that is their kind of highest grossing, most profitable line. And Mac sales have been slowly slowing down over the last couple of years. Not to a great extent, but they are kind of seeing a plateauing in those devices. And that's why, for example, they've kind of skipped one generation of the M chips in some of these lines. But now the fact that we've got the M4 Pro and the M4 Max in the Mac Pros, it's very difficult to say fast. So that's going to make a big difference. So more GPU power, more included RAM, just more processing power and more power that is going to lend itself to Apple Intelligence, which is obviously their AI suite that is slowly now starting to come to all of their devices. So that's going to be interesting to see how that unfolds on the Macs, just like we're waiting to see how it does on the new iPhones.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting developments in the world of... I'm really sad we weren't talking about burgers. I'm quite hungry, Tiernus.
We can always do that.
But we'll be back again next week to chat to Tiernus about everything science and tech. If you want to find out more, you can go to Bandwidth Blog. We are heading back to the music right here on Smile 90.4 FM. No burgers at all.